today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever been to a concert? At each concert, prior to the artist coming to the stage, there is an announcer who hypes the crowd and prepares them for his appearance. It's essential that the announcer does his job with a level of enthusiasm that's infectious. Even the music that's played prior to the artist coming to the stage is an event to be remembered. The announcer and the music prior to the artist's appearance on the stage moves you physically, shapes your mind mentally, and establishes the mood emotionally. Now you are ready to receive what you came for. Now you are ready to receive what you expected. In Luke chapter 1, verse 17 in Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, Jesus had an announcer who ushered him to the stage of life. John the Baptist was his name. He was born to Jesus' mother's relative Elizabeth. He would come in the spirit and power of Elijah, bold and uncompromising as it relates to the Word of God. The announcer who would bring Jesus to the stage had no fear. The announcer was focused on the mission he was given. The announcer was so excited that he leaped in his mother's womb when Mary visited Elizabeth prior to his birth. The announcer was excited about the opportunity while in the womb. After his birth, these are the words the announcer used to bring Jesus to the stage. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough ways smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of the Lord." John the Baptist brought Jesus to the stage at his first advent. How many of you know he's coming again? How many of you know who the announcer will be the second time? Yes, you have been chosen to bring him to the stage this time. Are you ready? Do you know what to say? Are you excited about the opportunity that has been set before you? In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it records, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." This verse gives us the area of our witness and the power by which we will be able to accomplish the mission of being a witness. But what are we to say or witness? We are to witness what God, through Jesus, has done in our lives. We should tell the world how we entered into a relationship with Jesus Christ. We should let the world know he is coming back again. We bring Jesus to the stage with our story, your story. Witness the fact that he gave his life because he so loved the world. Let them know that he gave his life for them so they could give their life to him. Today, be a witness in word and in deed. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.